East Coast Breakfast.
We are having too much of fun with the Lotto Stars Fortune Frenzy. You must come and join us. It all happens on ecr.co.za. Go and register. Click on win. Make sure that you are playing with us. Not least of all, to get that golden ticket. One of those 120 golden tickets, by the way, gets you R1 million cash money. But more importantly, it's actually all of this is for a good cause. All of the money won on East Coast Radio is matched by Lotto Star and donated to Breadline Africa. And joining us now is Breadline Africa CEO Marion Wagner. Good morning, Marion.
Hi, good morning.
To the uninitiated, what is Breadline? Can you tell us a little bit about this organization?
Breadline Africa is a non-profit organization based in Cape Town, working right across the country. And since 1993, we have provided more than 2,000 educational infrastructure units, and that's mainly in impoverished communities. And that is really to help early learning outcomes, and by that I mean things like ECD classrooms and kitchens and toilets, and then also libraries and pit toilet replacement. That is what our focus is, yes.
What are some of the challenges that the charity is currently facing?
The one I think that is really closest to home right now is door pit toilets. The reality is more than 1,000 schools in South Africa with unsafe pit toilets, and I think that is, you know, that is the saddest situation we shouldn't be in. These pit toilets, they really endanger the health and safety, but more so the dignity of probably more than 500,000 children. Many of these are in rural areas with no access to sewage or reliable water. And just in KZN, just recently, it was in April, we received 110 applications from schools in just one municipal district in KZN. That's 110 schools where the children either have no access to toilet or access to very unsafe pit toilets. So when I talk about pit toilets, in some of these cases, these are just holes in the ground or very unsafe structures with no doors, unbearable stench, flies, snakes. And for us, the challenge is, how can we ask our children to concentrate on learning when they are really stripped of their dignity or they are sick from the unsanitary, unhygienic toilets that they are forced to use? And in some cases, I say they've got no toilets at some of the schools. So that is our challenge. We want to really replace 4,000 pit toilets at 240 schools. We've reached 34 now, the majority. Majority is in KZN. The need in KZN is huge.
This is a massive undertaking that Breadline Africa have decided to take on, and it's massive. How do you feel being selected as the chosen charity or NPO in the Lotto Star Fortune Frenzy competition here on East Coast Radio, and how are these funds going to further help the organization?
We are absolutely thrilled. I mean, that Lotto Star will match listeners' winnings. It's absolutely amazing for us. It's not the first time that Lotto Star have helped us. They've replaced pit toilets at two schools in KZN, one in Howick and one near Pietermaritzburg. You know, they removed 36 pit toilets with 46 new low flush toilets. So for us, any funding that comes in will be ring fenced for the next high priority school in KZN. So we are thrilled. This is going to be so life changing for the children at these schools.
Marion Wagner, CEO of Breadline Africa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.